For those that are still running, perhaps we'll just collect them as we go out to the children's talk rather than. Thank you, everybody. And I don't know, Cynthia and I will be creative with your blessings and your thoughts. Ethel, let's worship on Ave.
You know, it's easy just to make some noise when there's some quiet and play some music. But it's good just to think of our mums, our grandmas, just those people amongst us, and just be quiet and just think on those things. I want to give honour this morning to Doug's mum. She was probably the best mum-in-law that anyone could ever have. She's just an amazing lady, and I guess that's why I've got such a neat man.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
She was just one of those ladies that it didn't matter what was going on, it didn't matter how negative anything got, she would always turn it round into a positive. And she was just had such an amazingly gentle heart on her, just one of those people that you just wanted to be with. She was just a really nice lady. This morning, we've got a couple of songs, and they're both MP4s this morning. One of them, Doug has requested that we might like to sing again this morning, and it was our song from last Sunday. And that's Good, Good Father, just a great father that we have in Jesus. And it's who I am in him and who he is in me that makes me the person I am, and we just mentioned that last Sunday. And also 10,000 Reasons Why My Heart Should Sing. And this morning I thought, you know, it'd be good just to interact. We're allowed to talk in church. And, you know, just what are some good reasons that you've had, even this past week, the past couple of weeks? Some really cool reasons that you have, even to be alive, even to sing. And, you know, feed me on some of those. Let's talk, you know, what are some good reasons? I'll start with one, is that this morning it was really cool to actually open the curtains and think, oh, wow, look at the ground, it's just white. And of course the grandkids were up and it was like, let me have a look, let me have a look, and racing to the window to have a look. And you know, it's amazing to be in a place that's got so much beauty up in this area, just the rolling hills, the whiteness on the ground today, the sheep, you know, the cattle. It's an amazing place to be. So what are some of your reasons, 10,000 reasons to thank the Lord? None?
I've got at least one. During the weekend, you know, I like to think about Sunday ministry and prepare and plan my heart. And yesterday was not one of those days. And this morning was not one of those mornings. It was chaotic, to say the least. And so the heart preparation went out the window. And then I was reminded, actually, on the way here, that that's okay. We were enjoying our kids and our grandkids, and it was a pretty special time there. So I thank the Lord for helping me understand about distractions.
Well, my thoughts go along with Doug's, that life can get chaotic and busy, and things are happening, and time to take those settled moments can be a bit random.
Yeah.
And I was reminded on the way to church this morning that God's a big God.
Yeah.
He's a loving God, and he's not short in offering love, and he doesn't move. No matter how busy you are, he doesn't move. He stays the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This morning, as the service opened, I was thinking about Judy's thoughts about Mother's Day, which reminded me that a English specialist says that the most emotive words in English language are mother, miss, and hush. Well, we've got the mother and the miss. So maybe this is an emotive day.
Lester, you're probably just waiting to get this baby born, correct? Not yet.
No, but I can do all things through Christ that strengthens
me. Good. Yeah. Anyone else?
the opportunity to talk to three of my sisters in the last couple of days. It's really lovely phone conversations with them. And to know that my older sister and my younger sister were able to take my parents out for a meal yesterday. Less than they're now 92 and 90, and they had a very special time with them. And it's just lovely talking to my sisters and being able to bless them.
I think so many times there's so many things that we can thank the Lord for, and I'm often quite chastened in myself that, you know, we ask God for something, or we might do something around home, or we just don't forget to turn around and thank whatever it was that happened. And sometimes I go to bed and thought, oh God, so, you know, Doug did such and such for me today, and I forgot to thank him. You know, God, I've asked you about this, and I forgot to turn around and thank you because you blessed me more than what I ever imagined. And those things are important in our heart, to have those really thank you moments. And yesterday, with Doug saying, it was so chaotic because we went in to move Michelle and Nick to another house, and when we got there at lunchtime, thinking that we were taking this house over, there had been some misunderstanding, and the folk didn't realise that they had to be out by lunchtime yesterday. So we were able to cancel the truck before it arrived, and had three carloads of stuff that we had to turn around and take back home again. And of course, it just ended up being this thing. And we said, hey, just come back to our place, just come back. And it was a really cool thing to put calm into the chaos that could have happened. And we said, you know, on one hand, you know, but on the other hand, you know, there's a different place that we can go and just do something different. And it was really cool to, you know, just be with the kids. And of course, all their stuff was packed. They didn't have anything. And Michelle's got to go to a job on Monday, and all her stuff's packed. And so she was had been chafing at the bit to get that stuff out and get it ready for work. And we said, well, if we can find it, let's take it to our place and get it ready. So that's what we did. So it was really cool just to, you know, some of those times when we talked about who God is and who we are in God, to have those times of utter chaos, and then to just see the other side of it. You know, hey, but there's a different side of that we can calm this down, and God can do that for us. And so often we have those times, and we just let the chaos stay with us. We don't think to just get it off some way or another. And it's really cool, and this whole thing was on one hand, and then on the other hand, even our kids have picked that up, and they didn't even hear Doug speak about it. You know, when we were in the States, we got so lost in the middle of San Fran because GPS won't work in amongst all the big high buildings. And so here we were trying to find a hotel to go to, and it was just chaos in the midst of all of this traffic and streets coming and not knowing where to go, and we didn't want to get back out on the motorway again. And, you know, when we got to the motel, Tracy, just out of nowhere, said, you know, on one hand, it was a mess. But on the other hand, we saw a whole lot of San Francisco that we wouldn't have seen. Which was really cool. And we thought, you know, Pete, you can just see the chaos, and then you can see just something completely different on the other side. So this morning we're going to celebrate together how good our God is, and then 10,000 reasons why we know he's so good, and what he's done in our lives, and what he's still going to do for us, and what we're going to do with him and us as well. Thank you, Joey.
Ooh, I've heard a thousand stories of God. Father, you are.
Thank you. song that just says how much we want to honour you. I want to worship your holy name. Lord, I have one prayer this week, and that's that we would all go out and we would sing our lungs out in the paddock, at home, when we're walking, that we'd even let ourselves be foolish to sing of your love for us.
Mm.
Let us sing like we've never sung before and sing our praises to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.